what the ascent portion of the mission will look like.
Once we hit T0, we will watch Falcon 9 and Dragon lift off from historic Launch Pad 39A and make their ascent. At about 50 seconds into flight, Falcon 9's engines will throttle down to help pass through the period of maximum dynamic pressure on the rocket, or what we typically refer to as max Q. And it's worth noting that once we hit max Q, the vehicle will be going supersonic.
Once we are through the period of maximum dynamic pressure, we can throttle up our Merlin engines again. From here, we are about 2.5 minutes into flight, and we have a series of three events that happen in rapid succession. First is MECO, or main engine cutoff. This is where all 9 Merlin engines shut off in preparation for stage separation. Stage separation is where the first stage detaches from the second stage, with the first stage making its way back to Earth for landing as the second stage continues on its journey with the third event,
which is SES-1, or Second Engine Start 1. And that is where the Merlin vacuum engine on the second stage lights up and propels the second stage along with our Inspiration 4 crew to orbit. As Stage 2 heads towards its targeted drop-off orbit, Stage 1 will execute 2 burns in order to make its way back to Earth. The first is the entry burn, which is where 3 of those 9 Merlin 1D engines will reignite and then shut down. And that'll help slow the stage down in preparation for entry back into the Earth's atmosphere.
While the first stage is heading back to Earth, the second stage will cut off its 1 Merlin engine that was ignited right after stage separation. Once this happens, we will wait for confirmation of a good orbital insertion. About 90 seconds after Dragon gets into orbit, Falcon 9 will land back on Earth. The landing burn, a single engine burn, will bring the vehicle speed down rapidly in order to land on the drone ship about 9.5 minutes into the mission.
While Falcon 9 first stage is landing, Dragon is preparing to separate from the second stage. At about 3 minutes after the second stage gets into orbit, we should have a great view of Dragon with its 4-person crew drifting away from the second stage. Once Dragon is a short distance away, it will begin checking out its Draco maneuvering thrusters to make sure Dragon continues to increase separation distance from the second stage.
It's getting very exciting here in Hawthorne. The nose cone deploy sequence will initiate just before T plus 12 minutes and end around the T plus 15 minute mark. We do expect to see our first glimpse of the Dragon cupola in outer space at this time.
We've just heard it. T-minus 20 minutes, 5 seconds counting. Stage 2 fuel load is complete. Now we're under 20 minutes to liftoff. Been a wonderful day for today's Inspiration 4 mission, the first all-civilian mission to space. And if you joined us earlier in the broadcast, we had a pretty important question for the Inspiration 4 crew that remains unresolved. For those of you who missed that, here's your chance to weigh in.
If I had to choose between Star Wars, Star Trek, and then one of my other favorites is Stargate, SG-1, I would rather trek across the universe than fight my way.
I've heard, are you a Star Wars guy? Are you a Star Trek guy? Those used to be true. I really think I'm a Battlestar Galactica guy, to be honest.
There's no question it's Star Wars. I'm a Star Wars fan, for sure. I would say that if I had to guess, it's a split crew between Star Wars and Star Trek. I don't know if anyone else would have dropped Battlestar Galactica. I don't know on that one.
Can't beat Captain Adama.
I think Jared is Star Wars. Cyan is Star Wars. Chris is the wild card, but I think he's Star Wars.
Jared is definitely Star Wars. I think Chris is probably Star Trek, but I'm not 100% sure. And I would think that Haley, she's the youngest. So I think maybe Star Wars. I think Star Trek is too old for her.
Oh, I'm Star Trek all the way. I wanted to be Bones. I kind of am a medical officer, so.
I don't know if we're like completely unified around that. I mean, there is other, you know, sci-fi, you know, spacey stuff that that comes before Star Trek.
Okay.
They don't know they're wrong. Like, that just, they learn that over time. Like.
I like Jared's last little comment there. They don't know they're wrong. When you're the commander of the mission, I wonder what your vote counts. Just under T-minus 18 minutes. Everything continues to go well. We're getting ready to start LOX loading on the second stage. That'll bring us another step closer to launch at 8:02:56 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Falcon 9 is going to take Dragon into its orbit of about 190 by 575 kilometers. Shortly after that, we will raise Dragon's orbit to 575 kilometers in a circular orbit, higher than the space station, higher than the space telescope. For 3 days, a series of amazing views that Jared and the team should have looking through the windows and the cupola up there on the Inspiration 4 Dragon.
This crew will see about 15 orbits a day at this altitude. They'll get to experience 15 sunrises and 15 sunsets, which should be pretty incredible. And just as a comparison, John mentioned the International Space Station is going to be a little bit lower than where this crew is going to. Because the International Space Station is closer, it takes a little less time to orbit the Earth, so they see 16 orbits a day. Relative to what this Inspiration 4 crew will see, will be 15 orbits a day.
I do want to comment on what we're seeing on screen. This is the Falcon 9 rocket.
Stage 2 LOX load has started.
That was the call up for stage 2 liquid oxygen loading. You can start to see some white clouds around Falcon 9. That is normal and expected for us at this stage in the countdown. We are topping off that super chilled liquid oxygen, and when it reaches the warmer ambient air temperatures of Florida, it starts to condense and form those clouds that you see.
Now, if you notice that the second stage there is a slightly whiter shade than the first stage, that's because the first stage has been reused twice before. It previously supported the GPS-3-4 and GPS-3-5 missions back in 2020 and 2021 of this year. So that booster is making its third flight today. The Dragon capsule is making its second flight. It previously flew on the NASA Crew 1 mission to the International Space Station. So that's why the second stage looks a little different than the first stage there just underneath it.
Again, if you're just now joining us, you are tuned in to the first all-civilian mission to orbit known as Inspiration 4. It's getting very exciting here. We're just a little over T-minus 15 minutes from T-zero.
And we started covering the action at T-minus 4 hours with the crew walking out of Hangar X. They made their way over to the Falcon support building where they got suited up. And then we saw them hop in the Teslas, ride up to the pad, go up the fixed service structure, and walk down that lit crew access arm that we see there connecting Falcon 9 to the tower. And it's hard to believe that we're now under 15 minutes before launching the first all-civilian mission to orbit. Again, these are four non-professional astronauts. They're people just like us, and they're going to be going to space for 3 days. They're going to be orbiting Earth at 17,500 miles per hour. So they're basically going so fast that they won't fall back to Earth until we tell Dragon to do so. And they're going to be going up to a height of 575 kilometers.
Yep, and at those speeds and at those altitudes, they're going to be doing a tons of science, which is super cool. And all of that data is going to be available for folks to continue to push the boundaries of what human space exploration will be in their near future.
So that's a live view of Falcon 9 with Crew Dragon for the Inspiration 4 mission sitting on top. There we can see our four soon-to-be astronauts there, comfortable in their seats. Throughout the day, we have seen a lot of camaraderie, a lot of joking, and I imagine that things are starting to get a little more serious. They're really focusing in on the task at hand, which is going to space in just a little over 13 minutes.
Yeah, this is very exciting. If you've been following along, they do have a Netflix documentary following their journey all the way up until this point. And the crew has just been so incredible. It's been so amazing to watch them throughout this whole process. and very excited to see them strapped in their seats, ready to go.
We're just inside T-minus 13 minutes, counting down. Everything is still looking good for launch of Falcon 9 and Dragon at 8 hours, 2 minutes, 56 seconds Eastern Daylight Saving Time, coming up very shortly. Falcon 9 did begin propellant loading on time at T-minus 35 minutes. Loading of the RP-1 kerosene fuel onto the second stage is complete. That closed out right on time. Fuel loading is continuing on the larger first stage tank. It's about half full right now. That'll finish at T-minus 6 minutes. We ought to hear that call out on the webcast. We're continuing to load densified liquid oxygen onto the first stage and into the second stage tanks. Now, the liquid oxygen load will wrap up at about T-minus 3 minutes on first stage, T-minus 2 minutes on the second stage. Now, a reminder, now that we are into propellant loading, we cannot stop the countdown and try to launch later in the window. So if a problem arises that requires holding the countdown clock, those dreaded words, hold, 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 we don't want to hear, we would have to scrub for the night and try again. We have a launch opportunity tomorrow just a little bit later, if conditions allow. In addition to the Falcon 9 being go, the range is go. Weather, we've had great cooperation out of the Florida weather, both ground level, upper altitude, and around the world at the contingency landing sites. On the Dragon spacecraft, Dragon mission director and that team has reported no issues. They've done their communications checkouts. The crew access arm that you can see is retracted away from the Dragon spacecraft. We armed the launch escape system on time. And on the right-hand side of the monitor, you can see the four-person crew strapped in, and they are ready to go. Coming up in about a minute, we're going to get final instructions to the crew at T-minus 10 minutes. They're going to configure their crew displays for launch, and that's a setup that will give the crew insight into how the launch is proceeding, and it'll provide updates on vehicle health. Then we'll get a little closer at T-minus 5 minutes. We'll be into terminal count for the Dragon spacecraft. Dragon will go to internal power. We'll hear continued call-outs on the countdown net as we get close to zero and a liftoff. Now, next major event coming up right now, T-minus 10 minutes, as I said. Dragon will get its final instructions. We will also do a final series of checks of Falcon 9 telemetry against a preset limits. Make sure that all systems are go. And then we'll be moving from there into the closeouts on propellant, chilling in of the engines to get ready for engine ignition down at about T-minus 2 seconds. Let's listen in on the countdown net for a minute.
Dragon SpaceX, confirmed crew displays are configured for launch.
SpaceX Dragon, our displays are configured for launch.
Copy that, Dragon. And it has been an absolute honor to prepare you for this historic flight. Today, you are truly inspiring the world. We wish you a great mission. Good luck, Godspeed, and enjoy the ride.
So, Kate, it looks like we passed through another event, the T-minus 10-minute call up to the crew to reconfigure. That final message from the ground team as they get ready to have Inspiration 4 team inspire the world. On the Falcon 9 side, we're doing the last T-minus 10-minute checks. And the next major event coming up, I think you've got that event.
Yeah, that was, I just want to note, that was SpaceX CORE, which stands for the Crew Operations and Resource Engineer. That was the voice of Sarah Gillis, and she is basically the primary resource to the crew. We can see some excitement there on the right-hand side of your screen as the crew. I think they're really starting to realize that they're going to space in under 10 minutes. Now, the next major event that we have coming up will occur at T-minus 7 minutes. You'll hear the call out for engine chill. Engine chill is simply, as the name says, we chill down some of the hardware in the engine. We're actually going to flow a little bit of the super chilled, densified liquid oxygen through the turbopumps and allow that hardware to basically come down, the temperature come down. This allows us to avoid any thermal shock to the hardware when the full flow of super chilled liquid oxygen occurs at startup. So there on your screen, Dragon Resilience with the Inspiration 4 crew strapped in their seats there at the top of the rocket. Once again, if you're just joining us, this is the first all-civilian mission to orbit, and they are going to space in 7.5 minutes. They will be ascending to an altitude of 575 kilometers above Earth and orbiting Earth at that altitude for 3 days. There's that crew there on your screen. On the far left seat is Chris Zembroski. Next to him, Dr. Cyan Proctor, the pilot. Next to her to the right, Commander Jared Isaacman. And to the right of Jared, Haley Arsenault, the medical officer.
Stage one engine chill has started.
All right, there's that call that stage one engine chill has started.
We don't really have a good view, but right now at the base of the Falcon 9, the nine Merlin engines are beginning to vent a little bit of liquid oxygen overboard down into that flame bucket. As Kate says, that's chilling in the turbo pumps in preparation for going to high-speed flow at T-minus 2 seconds. Nice view on top of the fixed service structure looking down at Dragon. The transport erector, or strongback, is currently still clamped onto the second stage right next to the vehicle. We'll see that retract starting about 4.5 minutes before launch when the arms open up, and then the strongback will recline away a couple of degrees. What we're
stage
getting ready for
RP1 load complete.
Right now is that call out. We're right on time. The fuel load, the RP1 kerosene, refined petroleum 1, rocket propellant 1 grade, is loaded onto the first stage. So that leaves us with just liquid oxygen loading continuing on both first and second stage. And you can see that moist Florida air slowly breezing by the two chilled down liquid oxygen tanks. And you can see the mist coming off as the moisture, the humidity in the air condenses and gives you those clouds.
Yeah, that super chilled liquid oxygen coming into contact with the ambient Florida air. So creates these puffs of white clouds. As John said, completely normal. In fact, we will be seeing more of those once LOX load completes and those lines are closed off to the vehicle. Now, coming up in just about 10 seconds, we should be hearing the call that Dragon has been transitioned to its terminal count configuration.
Dragon has transitioned to configure for terminal count.
Falcon 9 tanks are pressurizing for strongback retract.
Everything continuing to go on schedule. We're beginning to pressurize the tanks. That'll help stiffen the second stage up as the two hydraulic clamp arms will open up coming up here very shortly.
Strongback is lowering.
As you can see on the timeline there, at the bottom of your screen, the strongback retraction is the next major event. In fact, the last physical event or modification to the pad prior to liftoff. Falcon 9 is nearly fully loaded with almost 1 million pounds of liquid kerosene and liquid oxygen. And that liquid oxygen is what we see venting there, those white clouds. All right, there on your screen, you can see that the strongback is beginning to retract.
And Kate, that strongback will move back just a couple of degrees you see here. Then at T0, when the Falcon 9 sends the liftoff command to the ground to release it, Hydraulics will bring that strong back the rest of the way to about a 45-degree position at liftoff.
Stage one locks load complete.
We've got the call out right on time. First stage liquid oxygen loading is complete. Shutting down the ground pumps. We're down to just loading second stage liquid oxygen.
And now, under 3 minutes until the launch of Inspiration 4.
Dragon has transitioned to terminal count and is on internal power.
All right, and there's that call out that Dragon is now running on its own power. It is no longer connected to the power systems of Pad 39A. As you just heard, the crowd is super excited here at SpaceX headquarters in Hawthorne, California, as we are now under 2.5 minutes until the launch of the Inspiration 4 crew. That crew there can be seen on the right-hand side of your screen, buckled in and ready to go.
Stage two locks load complete.
And there's the call that stage two locks load is
Dragon
complete.
Dragon is an auto idle.
Falcon is now fully loaded with all of its propellants.
Gas closeout will begin shortly. Expect loud venting.
Announcement to let the crew know that as we vent off various lines on the launch pad, we'll hear some loud noises. Let the crew know that's planned. We're also right now draining liquid oxygen out of the transporter erector, draining the lines, getting ready for launch. Waiting for the startup call at T-minus 1 minute.
FPS is on.
Go for launch. Punch it, SpaceX.
Commander, call it down.
30 seconds.
Punch it, SpaceX.
T-minus 15 seconds.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
Stage one propulsion is nominal.
T plus 30 seconds. Callouts indicate nominal. Historic mission flying the Inspiration 4 crew onboard Dragon and Falcon 9. Let me with the crew in the capsule. We're into the throttle down, into the throttle bucket.
Stage one, throttle down.
Throttling down in preparation for the period of maximum dynamic pressure. Minute in the flight.
Falcon 9 is supersonic.
Stage one, throttle up.
We're through the period of maximum dynamic pressure.
Copy,
we're throttled
one Bravo.
Back up, and one Bravo, the call out from space. That's one of the abort sequences. That is a nominal call. Everything continues to be good. Looks like a smooth ride for the crew.
Thank you.
Okay, we heard the call out. MDAC-D is chilling. We're beginning to get the turbo pump ready on the second stage engine for ignition. We're passing through 3G's acceleration. Everything continues to look nominal. Merlin engines are throttling down for G limiting. 4G's, we're holding it there for the crew. Major event coming up will be main engine cutoff, followed by stage separation, looking at the second stage engine nozzle, and then ignition of the second stage.
And Miko.
Stage separation confirmed.
I'm sure the crew felt another kick in the G's there as it ignited. Officially, the Inspiration 4 crew are now on their way to space. First stage booster there on the left-hand side of your screen is making its way back down to Earth. The grid fins have popped out to assist with the steering. It will be making a landing attempt on our drone ship. Just read the instructions, which is parked out and holding position in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, so we have a couple of views on
acquisition
screen.
Acquisition signal, Bermuda.
As Kate mentioned, left-hand side is a view from the top of our first stage looking down. That has already separated from the second stage, and it's making its way back to Earth. The velocity of the first
Dragon
stage...
SpaceX, trajectory nominal.
...is being tracked on the bottom left-hand side of your screen. On the right-hand side of your screen is a view of our second stage Merlin vacuum engine. On the opposite end of that engine is the second stage and the crew, which sits on top of the second stage. Everything looks to be going normally with them. And you can also track the velocity on the second stage on the bottom right-hand side of your screen. And we also have awesome views of the crew inside of their capsule as well.
I'm pretty sure during first stage ascent, I saw Dr. Cyan Proctor. Give us two thumbs up. Yep. I'm sure she enjoyed this ride that she's been waiting for her entire life.
Yes. One notable thing, too, is we're getting some twilight views. The sun just set in Florida, but we're high enough up where the light around the horizon is also reflecting off of very high altitude objects, such as the first and second stages.
Dragon, SpaceX, trajectory nominal.
Love to hear that call out. Trajectory nominal from the guidance engineer. Also notice we're really up there now, well past 100 kilometers.
Acquisition of signal, New Hampshire.
Just before that view switched, we saw some teammate fist bumps going on there inside of the cabin.
Yeah, they look like they're having a fun ride there. And their journey isn't over. We've got about 7 more minutes until Dragon separates from the second stage.
Yes, next milestone for this mission is actually going to be happening on the first stage. It's going to be performing a re-entry burn that's going to be coming up around the T-plus 7-minute and 30-second mark. That burn is used to slow down the first stage before it re-enters the denser parts of the atmosphere. A few minutes later, it will execute a landing burn and make an attempt to land on our drone ship that's currently parked in the Atlantic Ocean.
Dragon, SpaceX, trajectory nominal.
Dragon copies.
So far,
sorry.
I'm just going to say, so far, everything looking great for the Inspiration 4 crew. Hearing that everything is proceeding nominally there with the second stage, which is what you see on the right-hand side.
NG propulsion is nominal.
I was just going to say that MVAC engine we just heard now is looking nominal.
About a minute left to go before the first stage performs its first burn.
And on your left-hand side, looking at the first stage, you may see those white puffs. Those are the nitrogen puffs helping to steer and guide the vehicle, basically.
Dragon, SpaceX, trajectory nominal.
basically is the attitude control.
Dragon copy.
For the vehicle as it makes its way back down to Earth.
There's the crew on the right-hand side of your screen. I think I see some more thumbs up there. Dr. Proctor is clearly excited that she's finally in space. Again, this mission will be orbiting Earth for 3 days, and they will be at an altitude of 575 kilometers, which, if I remember correctly, John, you said that that is the distance from Los Angeles to the Golden Gate Bridge.
There you go. They're going to get there a lot faster.
Phase 2, FTS is saved.
Right now.
So what you're seeing on screen on the left-hand side is the entry burns, the first of two burns on the first stage. Again, this first stage has already separated from the second stage. So
stage
the first
one,
stage
burn,
is making its way back to Earth, trying to land. And the second stage, everything is going well. It is headed into orbit with the crew on board.
Actually, there on your screen, you can see a sunrise horizon there with planet Earth just behind the glowing MVAC engine.
Stage 2 is in terminal guidance.
Call out stage 2 in terminal guidance. We're at the altitude. We're working the angular momentum we need to get into the right orbit. And if you're wondering, crew's pulling about 3.5 G's right now, less than they took on the first stage flight.
So in about 15 seconds, we are expecting...
Copy, Shannon.
We are expecting the MVAC to throttle down and cut off in an event called second engine cutoff. And then we'll wait for the confirmation of good orbit. At the same time, the first stage will be beginning its landing burn. And here we have the MVAC. We just saw that it shut off its engine.
Stage 1, landing burn is still up.
Dragon SpaceX, nominal orbit insertion.
All right, good news there. Nominal orbit insertion. That's amazing news for Inspiration 4 crew.
An unexplored frontier. A few have come before and many are about to follow. The door's opening now, and it's pretty incredible.
Stage 1, landing is confirmed.
Dragon SpaceX, launch escape system is disarmed.
And you can hear the excitement behind me. We just heard from Jared thanking everyone for making this mission possible. The Dragon capsule and crew are in a nominal orbit. In a few minutes here, we'll begin opening that. In a few minutes here, we'll separate from the second stage. And then shortly after that, we'll begin opening that nose cone. At the same time, we landed our first stage on the drone ship, which is super exciting.
As if the second stage action wasn't exciting enough.
Right.
So there's that MVAC engine. Like we mentioned before, it has already shut down in an event known as second engine cutoff. And the crew are now gliding, if you will.
Now, one thing right now is we're coming up just under 11 minutes in the flight. We're waiting another minute and a half or so before we get into the separation sequence. The second stage is going through a series of events where we make sure that gases are all pushed out of the system. There aren't any what they call disturbance torques. We want to make sure that the second stage is very stable, it's quiet, it's not moving around, it's not doing anything. So we give it a few minutes to actually just vent everything down, then go into quiet mode. Then Dragon will send the command to separate itself from the Falcon 9. It'll be pushed away. Falcon 9 stays in orbit for a while till it eventually comes back to Earth, and then Dragon moves on its way.
Yeah, John, you talked about the terminal count earlier today, and this is almost similar to that. It's like another check before the next thing, before the next event that happens.
The beauty of the countdown.
Hey, we're about 30 seconds away from separation of Dragon from the second stage. The view on the left-hand side of the screen is a view of the unpressurized section of Dragon. So it's the sort of back end, the trunk section of the Dragon. So when we do see separation, we'll see that kind of push away from the second stage and make its way into orbit.
Once again, the Inspiration 4 has lifted off from pad 39A. They are now in orbit around Earth. And we're
confirmed. Dragon separation confirmed. So that is the Dragon trunk. Dragon on the left
of the Falcon 9 team. We gave you a great ride to orbit. Enjoy your time on orbit. And we look forward to you flying again with SpaceX.
And copy that, Gers. We really appreciate everyone's help back in LCC.
That was the voice of SpaceX Chief Engineer Bill Gerstenmaier communicating with Inspiration 4 Commander Jared Isaacman. So Dragon has separated away from the second stage. And that's the view that we have on the left-hand side of your screen. A lot of space there.
Expected loss of signal Bermuda and New Hampshire.
And then the next event that we are anticipating is the opening.
Dragon SpaceX, nominal dehumidifier activation and service section Draco checkouts.
We're going to open up that
nose code. There we show the team.
So we heard the call out, nominal Draco checkouts after separation.
And there's that first view that we have over the shoulders of Commander Jared Isaacman and pilot Cyan Proctor. Dr. Cyan Proctor is on the right-hand side, and Jared is on the left-hand side. And this is their dashboard for the next 3 days. These touch screens provide them all of the telemetry and data and information and about the systems on board Dragon. That they can interact with while on orbit.
Oh, we can see the zero-G indicator floating around.
And it looks like it is a little golden retriever.
Oh, like the golden retriever assistance dogs at St. Jude Children's Hospital. That is apropos.
Oh, I love it. Fifth crew member on board with the Inspiration 4 crew.
So in a few seconds here, we are expecting the nose cone to open up, and hopefully we'll be able to see the first views of the Dragon cupola in space.
There we can see that they have just opened up their visors.
And there is a forward hatch inside of Dragon between the cupola and the crew. So when the nose cone does deploy, they won't immediately get to see out the cupola. But once they can get out of their seats, open up that hatch, they'll get some incredible views of space. And on your right-hand screen is Mission Control Hawthorne at SpaceX headquarters here.
Once again, the cupola is the observation dome that was installed. It's brand new hardware to this mission. It is in place of what was the docking mechanism that allowed Crew Dragon to previously dock with the International Space Station. Due to the fact that the space station is not our destination today, we were able to pull out that docking mechanism and insert the cupola, which will basically provide a 360 view of space for our passengers inside Crew Dragon Resilience here, which I cannot wait for our first views of the cupola. You know, everything that we've seen on the ground here, it's just incredible. And, to see it actually in action with those 360 views is going to be breathtaking for us. I can't even imagine what it might be like to actually experience it in person.
Yeah, this is going to be incredible. And I can't wait for them to get the first look out, and hopefully we'll...
Lots of signal, Newfoundland.
Hopefully we'll get to see some of their reactions when they first look out that window.
Yeah, so if you are just joining us, this is the Inspiration 4 mission, the first all-civilian crew into space. The team had a nominal ascent out of Pad 39A in Kennedy Space Center and are currently in orbit around the Earth.
Yeah, what an incredible place to be in right now when we can say we have now put four civilians into space, into orbit. It's been an incredible journey for us to get here. You know, we didn't do this alone. There's a lot of history working with our partners, NASA, to get us to this point. A lot of efforts with reusability and reflying vehicles, which we've seen on this mission particularly. We've reflown the booster three times. Dragon, we flew for a second time here. First flew on Crew One last year. And now Jared, Cyan, Chris, and Haley are out in space.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Just the fact that these are normal, regular people, non-professional astronauts, and they're now in space. And
acquisition signal, O'Kanger.
And it's just wonderful to know that the access to space has opened up. I believe in the note that Jared relayed back to ground, he said that the door is wide open and the view is spectacular. So, and of course, they can't quite see out through the dome just yet, as we mentioned before. But metaphorically, it must be an incredible feeling to be on board Crew Dragon at this moment.
I bet everyone's super jealous of Haley and her window seat right now.
Right.
She could just turn to her left and see
everything.
And Chris
also has one, yeah.
Speaking of window seats, we are approaching the coast of Ireland. We're 249 kilometers up, so we're heading from the 200 kilometers where we injected to 575, and then we'll begin circularizing the orbit. But more importantly, we got into contact with the ground station in England, and they confirmed the nose cone is open.
Amazing.
So another major event, the hooks that hold it down have opened up, and then the nose cone deploys itself up on its actuator. So that exposes the cupola, and we're going to see if we might get any kind of view here before we sign off.
Yeah. Awesome. And as you mentioned, we aren't going to the International Space Station. We're actually just going out into space, into orbit. So they will be doing a couple burns. The first one will be 45 minutes into flight, and then another 90 minutes into flight, and that'll take them to their final orbit of 575 kilometers away from Earth.
So at this point, it sounds like we're actually not going to be able to get views of the nose cone opening and of that cupola. So unfortunately, we won't be able to bring that to you live at the moment. However, we will be providing that footage once it becomes available. And the four of us are super excited to see what our four Inspiration 4 astronauts are going to be seeing over the next 3 days. So at this point, Jared, Haley, Chris, and Cyan are now officially in orbit. Over the next 45 minutes, they'll reach their cruising orbit and spend the next 3 days orbiting planet Earth. We'll be checking in periodically with the crew to see how they're enjoying their first trip to orbit and to check in on those 360 views of space.
If you are curious and want to know where Dragon is at orbiting the Earth, keep tabs on the mission with the Follow Dragon tracker on SpaceX.com.
And stay on top of any potential live events that we might be able to have with the crew while they're out in orbit by following us on social.
And finally for today, the thank yous. Kennedy Space Center, the Eastern Range for the support getting us through the countdown, the FAA for launch approval, and of course the Inspiration 4 crew for their confidence in SpaceX, getting them into space today. And finally, thank you to everyone who has logged in to watch our webcast and donated to the St. Jude Children's Hospital. With that, we wish you a good day.
Thank you.